Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, forget harmless pranks, Jace.
We're moving on.
We've moved on. The kids these days.
Well, did you see the guy that did the supposed ding-dong ditch and is now dead?
No.
Yeah, some jackass 18-year-olds, which is, they weren't ding. They're claiming they were ding-dong ditching at someone's back door at like 3 in the morning. And dude came out and blasted them. One of them's dead. One of them's wounded. He's arrested now, and it's going to obviously go to trial. And the kids are claiming that they were TikTok pranking people with ding-dong ditching at 3 in the morning at the back door. But already there's some reports coming out that they were trying to break into homes. So either way, he came out. He came out a shooting.
That's kind of an interesting one. I guess that would matter, their intent, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yep. So that obviously one's dead and can't testify. The other one is telling the cops.
Are you
that
sure?
It's just his corpse was like, no, he had a note on him. And the one that survived, he's claiming that there was harmless pranks and that the guy came out and just started blasting for no reason. And the guy's like, no, they were at my back door, not the front. You don't ding dong ditch a front door or a
exactly.
back door.
There's no doorbell.
And supposedly now they're saying that there may be other neighbors that are saying they saw them trying to break into other homes. And so now, obviously, this is going to go
well, and if you're
trial.
Doing a TikTok prank, where are the videos of all the other pranks you were doing?
Yeah.
Right.
So this is, you know, either way, like this whole thing about like these, some of these TikTok challenges and some of these pranks that people are doing. I saw one not too long ago where people were going up to people at ATMs and grabbing them from behind. Like, while they were taking out money.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm like, what? Do you want to get shot? Like, is that, like, I mean.
You're going to get punched.
You're going to get punched, or in this case, the dude got shot. You know, whether they were meaning to prank people or not. Not a good idea to start pounding on people's doors and shaking handles at 3 in the morning.
Since when have the kids had good ideas?
It's a valid point.
TikTok's latest trend has students setting their Chromebooks on fire.
Why?
Well, it sparks an evacuation, and they have to follow safety protocols, and they get out of class. They get out of... It's hashtag Chromebook Challenge.
I think these are school-issued Chromebooks, so it's like they're not theirs. Yeah. You're not destroying your own thing. It's
but
like...
Aren't you responsible for your... I don't know.
I think then you're like, well, I guess I don't have to use a Chromebook anymore.
I guess.
I don't know.
The dangerous stunt encourages kids to jam metal objects like paper clips and push pins into the charging ports of their laptops, causing electrical short circuits that can ignite fires.
Nothing will cease to amaze me. You just decided to who comes up and decides that this becomes a trend?
Well, again, TikTok. All it takes is one kid to do it, put it on there, and it's apparently...
Yeah, they did the Tide Pod Challenge, for God's sake. They were just swallowing liquid detergent.
Yeah.
Detergent pods.
They said it started in Connecticut. Some kid did it in Connecticut, and now they have kids from schools in California, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and Washington. The schools have issued warnings about the trend.
What? You need to issue a warning to not light your... Chromebook on fire?
Or maybe just warning the schools, hey, kids are doing this, keep an eye out, stay vigilant.
I will say that if you're in class and you're looking for a way to get out of class,
starting a literal fire is a pretty good way.
Yeah. Until someone burns down and dies or, you know, I don't know, the arson.
Buck and I were talking about this during the break, and it's the idea, the kids now, they don't give an F.
No.
There used to be a slight fear, a threat of getting, you know, whether it's getting swatted by a parent or losing something of, like, consequence. Like, that is kind of gone with the current generation.
Oh, my God, so gone. It's the era of what the hell are you going to do about it?
Yeah. See, remember what I said the other day that I feel like we're now living in a world where there's no fear of getting punched in the face. And I'm not saying that getting punched in the face is a good thing, but having the threat or knowing that it's a possibility, I do think
keeps a lot more people in line.
It does. And I just think make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face. That's going to be my platform.
Wow.
I feel like we need, and not just kids, young adults, Karens, Bills, whatever. More and more people need to understand that if you cross a line, there will be consequences. Because like you said, no one, I see it all the time. The kids don't care. You said it best. We are living in an era of what are you going to do about it? And for the most part, people are like, nothing. I'm not going to do anything about it. And
they can't. Like, especially in schools, you can only do so much as a teacher, right?
Oh, have you seen some of these horrible clips where, like, the students beat the hell out of the teacher? The teacher will, like, try to take away a cell phone or whatever, and some, like, big 17-year-old just winds up and drills the female teacher in the face. And he's like, she took my phone! You're like, these poor teachers. There's, like, nothing they can do.
They just don't give an F, man.
No. No, they don't.
I don't know how that started, but...
Yeah.
I kind of respect it.
Oh, and I you know, you hear it from, like, kids, like, calling Child Protection Services on parents. Like, if a parent tries to discipline a kid, they're like, I'll call the cops on you. You're like, oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is other than, you know.
It's like the youth has played enough games of chicken and won enough of them that they're like, all right, let's see.
Well, I think they've just seen that, it's just there's not a lot adults can really do when you really push them.
Yeah.
And they've seen enough of that.
Yeah, they figured it out.
All right, watch this.
Yeah. Well, now you see, like, there's 13 and 14-year-olds that are stealing cars. And then
I just bought that action, boss.
And that's the scary one, is that the young kids like that realize they don't go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there was that one horrible story where the couple kids that were in their early teens, and they stole a car, and they ran down, like, a former sheriff. He was a retired guy on his bicycle. And they filmed themselves doing it, and they laughed about it. And then when they got arrested, it's on camera. You can see it. When they arrested them, the kids laughed and were like, we'll be out of jail in less than a year. And they're like 15, and they're like, they just killed someone, and they're like, we're not going to jail. They're like, we don't care. He said that attitude is really quite terrifying. In a lot of cases, they're right. There is no real consequences for it.
Do you know what our best option as adults is now?
Punch him in the face? Punch him in the face?
No.
No.
Once again, no.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We got to take their phones. We got to start punishing them with their phones. I'm serious. Because there's this whole thing about their phones. Like, you can't take their phone. That's, yeah. You know, that's their life. And that's how they can. No, dude. You lose your. I'm telling you, they'd think twice if they lost their phones for a year.
Is it possible?
A year.
Is it possible? Because like, you do that when like people get caught like hacking systems, they get banned from computers. Wouldn't that be something if the law started just saying you are banned from a cell phone?
Yeah.
For 1 year, and if you're caught with one,
you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Or what if you could ban people from all social media platforms?
Right.
Like if you needed a government code to access your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it is, and like that gets revoked if you F up.
I love this. This is the way to keep the little S heads in line right there.
They need something. That maybe, I don't know, having a parent that doesn't have his head up his ass, but
yeah, that's a lot of it too. It's parenting.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately now the idea of like, you know, as someone said on the text line, said a lot of these people to pull these stunts want people to fight back because they get to sue and it helps build their brand. And that's true. Like, the idea now is like anything to build the brand. One of these dip S's, he's a Russian guy. You remember the guy that squirted Tom Cruise in the face with the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. It's like Vitaly something or other. So he was running, you know, he's famous. He goes all over the world and does this. And I don't remember if it was in the Philippines or South Korea, but they arrested his ass and he's staring at like a 10-year prison sentence. Like, they're hitting him with,
arrested,
like...
Arrested him for what?
Oh, various things. Harassment. They got him for, like, theft and intimidation and public nuisance. Like, they're no bail. They've got him in jail, and he is staring down, like, a 10-year prison sentence. And, like, some of the Asian countries are trying to... Because a lot of these pranksters go to these Asian countries where... You know, it's very civil and, you know, the people are very orderly and they like causing mayhem on the streets. And some of these Asian countries are starting to crack down and saying, no, dude, don't come here and do this. We're putting your ass behind bars. I mean, some of the stuff you see out there, some of the videos, they're not pranks. It's literally, to me, it's crimes. There was a group of people in the UK a couple years ago, maybe a year or two ago. Their prank was they opened people's front doors and just walked into their homes and then wouldn't leave. And the people would be like, what the hell? And they're like, we're here for the party. And the people are like, get out of my house. And they're like, no. And they just wouldn't leave. And they would stay in people's homes. And that was their prank. And you're like, dude, you're going to get shot. You're going to get killed. But this, I don't know, it's all for the sake of content. Gotta put out content.
For the gram, baby.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's the new trend. Hasn't hit Oregon yet. Did I just say Oregon?
I feel like you said Oregon. You got some plans later on? Good old Oregon.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
You do have a track record.
Hasn't hit Oregon yet, no. But it's
it has hit Oregon though.
High school kids lighting their Chromebooks on fire.
What would you do if Meat was in high school and he came home and like they called you into school and they're like, your son lit his Chromebook on fire so that he could film it for TikTok?
I would take his phone until he worked enough to buy his own effing computer. Not kidding.
Jeez.
This is my new bit.
Yeah.
I think this is the way. I really do.
Take phones.
But then the teacher goes, well, if he doesn't have his Chromebook, he can't do his homework, and if he can't do his assignments, then he'll fall behind. And then what do?
Fall behind, bitch.
Yeah, because they do give you that one all the time. I need it for school.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, oh, so make me more of a truant by not doing anything else after this.
All right. When we come back, kids do suck. They're the worst. The states where people aren't living any longer than they did in 1900.
That's not good. Mississippi.
Here's Buck.
Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.